Hello everyone, this is Nod, and this video is quite special if I'm ever going to be able to actually make it correctly. And, well, it's the beginning of February, and I don't exactly remember when this happened, but February was the month when I got into Rhythm Heaven last year. And I started looking through all the games and everything else, starting with the one on the DS, because that's the one I heard about first. And so, for this, well, let's just call it an anniversary, even though I've never posted anything about Rhythm Heaven DS, aside from that 1 minute thing at the very end of one of my Rhythm Heaven Fever videos. And this is going to be one of those things where I just play a bunch of endless games and rhythm toys, because those are the only things that I feel like playing right now. Let's talk about the situation. Oh god, it's way too loud. Let me go turn that down. Sorry. Okay, that's good enough, I guess. So, for anyone who doesn't know what this is, for anyone who's joining me for the first time, which is probably going to be a few people, Rhythm Heaven is an amazing game for the Nintendo DS that was released sometime in 2008. And for a blind person, it's actually kind of playable. If you played on a normal DS, it would work a little better, but of course I'm emulating it, and that causes a few difficulties, as you will see in just a minute. First one being the fact that I can click on this, and that's what I clicked on the first ever time I booted up the game, and I'm like, what does this do? Well, you're not supposed to click on it because it rotates the screen around. I'm trying to find the back button, by the way. There we go. So, what I did was I accidentally rotated the screen the first time I started the game up. And so, what you're supposed to do is find this thing over here. And you flick it up. Well, that does nothing. Instead, you flick it left. Because I have it rotated that way. And I got used to it, so it worked. Flicking left, the motion is you hold the mouse button down, you flick, and then you let go right away. Like that. And now you're in the safe farm. The one that I have is the one closest to center over here. And I press it again, and I enter the game. Let's go! So, this is the level select screen. I think it resets every time to, set one. So, click on any of these. And that little here. Yeah, see, navigating this thing is kinda hard to do. Yeah, that thing is the move icon. Not sure why it's here. Let me go and drag it around. Actually, wait, I'm not supposed to do that, because I'm supposed to drag it to the left. And now I can access the middle icon on the... Well, it's supposed to be the bottom. Okay, maybe the bottom or the top. But it's left. The left side of the screen, except that I'm not able to find it. One thing that I like about this game's navigation, it's got a lot of cues, like a lot of sound cues. Click on a game, that's the move icon, but if you click on a game, it makes a noise. And then if you click it again, you hear that, I have my mouse button hold down, and if I go away, it does that. So you're not supposed to just click on the game one time to start it up, which is really good because you actually know what you're clicking. What is a problem though is I think I didn't move far enough. The last time I was here, I was able to go into the thing pretty easily. Poke around a little bit to find. Oh, there we go. Nope. Wrong game. I mean, wrong thing. The back button hit me out. There we go. Now, from this point on, you have three buttons, in my case. You have, in this game, you have rhythm toys and you have guitar lessons. I'm not actually sure where they are, so I'm just gonna guess randomly. But, one thing that I'm going to do is change my sound setting over to dual SPU, because I've had it on synchronous, which helps with these continuous streams, because what some of these games are, I mean the music, are just MIDI files, well, kind of MIDI files, but others are straight up just sound files instead of sequence files. So what this does is kind of make it easier for me to turbo through and make the MIDI a little more intelligible, which is good, because most of it's going to be MIDI. So what I'm going to do is start with the endless games, which should be over here. Yay. Excuse me for all the lag. So I have every single one of these unlocked because I've got enough medals for it, which is good. But yeah, I'm not planning on getting any more. I think this is all that I'm gonna have. Particularly don't like this music, by the way. So what you do in my case is you click on one of these. Fun fact, if you listen close, that's the same sound as you hear in Rhythm Tengoku Fever when you're selecting items, except when you hold it down and when you release it, it makes two different noises. That's pretty cool. So the way you do this is you click it, and then there's a button over here, which you click. And I think this is my first game, Coin Toss. This is fun, not... Okay, it's the first one you get, so really it's not that fun. But it is fun nonetheless to test your flicking abilities, because what you do is you flick, which I can't do apparently, and then one, two, tap. So you wait 7 beats every time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you just do that forever. And then 1, 2. Just gotta, you know, keep doing this, and get as high as possible, and it gets slower over time. 1, 2, 3. I think I've gotten up to 19 last time. Excuse me for the mouse noises, but I just need to have them on to know where I'm going, if I'm not outside the window or anything. 1, 2. Excuse me for my phone. Even slower. And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Sometimes my flicks don't go through, as you heard there. I'm hard doing it with a touchpad. And 1, 2, 3. Oh no. I thought I was gonna go the no, but apparently not. Let me try that one more time. Let me slow this way down. Oh god. Okay, I was not expecting that. I'm just testing out my speed here. Okay, let's try it normally. How do you cheer me on the whole way through? 1, 2. Actually, I could flick it to the right or left. 1, 2. That works a little better. I like doing that. And 1, 2. And here we go. Don't mess it up. I did that! What the hell? Okay, fine. So that's enough of coin toss. Next game is, I think, one of my favorites. I mean, a lot of these games are my favorites, but I think they're in a straight line. So let's just click this, and hope this is the correct one. Nope. Okay, whoa, what the hell is that? Okay, I think they're really close together. I think that's what's going on. So it should be this one, maybe? There we go. I'm gonna change this over to synchronous because this is a stream-based thing. See the smoothness? Like, last time, the pause thing went, like, really... like when you return. Here it goes whip 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 like it's supposed to. Because this is a stream based thing now, so yay. This is a shoot 'em up. You just play forever. I really like shoot 'em ups, it's a pretty good game, but you know, it's one of those things where why would you want to do this again? I like it anyway, so I'm just gonna do it. And I'm surprised that it's not laggy. Usually does. No. And you get these perfect scores and things. No problems so far. Oh god, this is hard. Not as hard, but kinda hard. Oh, this is where it gets really hard. Bop, bop, bop. Ah! What? Yay. Okay, this is an easy one. I like that instrument. I don't even know what it is, but I like it anyway. Oh, that was even a perfect one. Good. I think this is my favorite one. I didn't mean to do that, but okay. But from this point on... What?! It's random. Like, completely random which one you're gonna get. Oh, okay. Right. What? I hate when that happens. I wish I would know how much of my life was left, but since I can't see, I can't do that. And they give you, things, which is good. Oh no! I swear I was doing that! I hate this wave so much. Oh god. Oh, it's the first ever one. Should be that hard. Give me time to refresh my life bar. What? I can't believe that just happened. See what it does in a minute. It'll change a little bit. I wish I would speed up or something, but it doesn't help. I hate when I'm way too early. Because I'm not supposed to be. Okay, keep going. Okay, not yet, it doesn't change up yet. But I swear it will. But I swear it screws you over. I haven't seen this one in a while. But I'm actually getting hit on those things. Oh, oh god. Yep, that's what it does. It turns the music down. And it's surprisingly hard. I wouldn't think it is hard, but it is. I mean, it doesn't mute the music, but it's still kind of hard from this point on. As you see, it can do the same thing twice in a row, which is a weird thing that I don't really like. But, what? Yep, three times in a row now. Oh my god. This is where it gets a little unfair now. I don't know why I'm missing, it's just that I am, and I'm probably gonna lose. Okay. Not that hard, I guess. What? What? Why? I swear I'm gonna lose next round or something. What? I can't believe I'm actually alive. Is it turning this down more? I don't know. Maybe it may. What? Maybe it's just my imagination, actually. It's actually going in order. Whoa. Wait, is it muting it now? Yup, it's completely muted. Oh god. Completely muted. I didn't think it would, but it did. That is hard. But I got a perfect on it, which is good. Ooh. No, I'm dead. No. That was actually pretty cool. I've never seen it do that before. That's probably my highest score. Now this one I could go up to forever, I'm pretty sure, so I don't know how long it'll be before just this one. If I actually get to find it correctly, yep. This is Tunnel. And Tunnel is a game where you just do this forever. And actually get to the game and change over to do less music. I really like this music, by the way. Oh god. What I don't like is the lag. What I also don't like is the fact that it turns the music down when you're in these tunnel things. And sometimes completely mutes it. Not yet, but. I really like this music. I don't know why. Just keep doing this forever. Ever. And ever. I'm gonna get to the point where I completely use the music if I can possibly do that. And I'll just stop. Because it really is a little boring. Almost completely, but not exactly. Not yet. Got like a really faint music in there. Pretty sure this is a little harder to those with the. So I'm just trying to concentrate. With the visuals. Yep. Turns the music off completely now. I like that sound. Okay, so that's a thing you could probably do for a really long time and keep going forever. Next one I really can't play, I don't think, because Samurai Slice requires you to see what happens. Instead, I'm gonna hope that I'm moving on to the correct game here. Like, I don't know why it's so high. Yep, this game. Glass Tappers. For the longest time, I couldn't understand what you do. But what you do is you copy the things that you hear. Three people do the same thing, and you do it as a fourth person, and then you just wait for a whole bar, like this. Now you let the status on the screen for a little longer. You heard me click twice there. Now you just wait. Here we go again. One, two, hold, and wait. Now this is where it gets tricky, because hold, flick, and wait. So that's about it. And I've gotten up to the maximum speed on this yesterday, so it's not that hard. I just learned how to do it just yesterday, which is pretty cool. So let's do this. I like the music. Oh god, this is slow. 6. Wait. Where they introduce like random patterns in with the flicks and stuff. Oh god. That's hard. If it's on the high end speeds, it kinda gets hard. Oh god. That's hard. Believe me, it's hard. And now we speed up. Oh, not yet. So slow on this first one. It really does take a while. One, two, speed up. There we go. And you keep doing this. These first few are always the same. So you better get used to them. Okay, I don't actually know the music. Okay, this is where the random patterns come in. It's hard. I don't like flicking. Oh no, again? Got past that time. Yay! Oh, really? Another flick? Oh, didn't mean to do that. No, it's not like Rockers when you're actually supposed to. Wait, is this the always the same? No, that was bad. That was really bad. Speed up. Oh, actually, I freaked that up a little too much. Okay, so you get the idea. It's not that big of a deal, is it? And this last one also couldn't play until now, so let's get into it. This is actually pretty fun, except without visuals, it's kind of hard to do. Yay, they cheer me for the tutorials. Yay. This one's actually pretty cool. I like it. So what you do is you have this maze, and the way this works is you have up, down, right, left, up, down, right, left, up, down, right, left, if I remember correctly, going in this quarter beat pattern thing, and the kick is up, the snare is right, the hat is down, and the tom is left, and you just tap on the part of the beat that you want to go to. And there's always these cowbell things helping you along. So let's actually show you how this works. If it'll play. Wait, what? Is this a continue thing? Or is it a... Whoa, what the hell? I'm confused. Yep, it's a continue thing. Let me see if I can continue from... Let's see if I can click, start a new game. Was that the correct one? So I'm just going up. Right. And if you don't do it correctly, and... Oh no, it was the correct one, I think. And then, when you hear that, that means you're one step away from the door. So you just follow what you're doing. And in these first few ones, it's actually pretty easy, but it gets a little harder. Oh, it's like one, two. It's not that hard right now, but it should be hard after a while. correct me if you're if that actually is not a continue option, because it asked me something. I was like, what is that? I was hoping that's what it was, but I don't know. Oh god. Be always sure that you're clicking the right thing when you hear that. So, you start getting a little complicated. One thing I didn't mention is, it tells you from the very beginning what you're supposed to do, but not close, like not all the time. Okay. That was a little weird. You're gonna be hearing an extra life soon. What? Yep. I got screwed up because I'm running in dual SPU mode instead of sync mode. It actually shows you how to do the thing. Oh god. That's actually pretty cool that it shows you what you're supposed to do. So you just follow what the thing tells you. I hope. Whoa. Pretty hard to follow these things. God, that was freaking close. That wasn't that hard, I guess. George. Oh. Gets really hard. I was just guessing there, basically. Okay, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm confused. Okay, got to the end of that at one point, I guess. I'm actually surprised that I'm not getting attacked. Oh no. Wait, what? Yay. Yay, 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 yay. Okay. What's so hard about that? Oh! I don't know what that was. But you die a lot, and I think that's quite enough for this one. I think that's quite enough. So now it's time for rhythm coins. Oh no, I went the other way. Let's hope this is rhythm toys. Yay, yay, yay. This one, this first one is really weird. Except I think I'm doing the wrong thing.
You can't kill us, have you done that one for the brain now for 1 DD, 1000 DD on text and channel features. Just moving.
Once I can find this first one. This thing. So all it is you just wiggle this around. I'm just sliding my finger around the mouse right now. And you just do that forever.
Must track it on.
Now the phone is slightly more complicated. And by that I mean really complicated. Now I clicked on the same thing. Let's hope this is the phone. Yes. So what you're supposed to do is... that. Well, you can, but at the same time, you can also input numbers. So, the way you input numbers is you start with 555, and the only one that I know of off the top of my head is Rock Out, which you spell 862. No. Oh no, my headphones changed stereo separation, like reverse channels real quick, so I gotta change them around real quick. Oh god. I'll be back when I get it correct. We are back, and on the first try, I got it correct this time, and what do we get? We get... Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the only... the only loop that you're gonna get. Oh, he just said, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So all it is just these. Yeah. Randomly.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, yo.
And I'm pretty sure it would be the same for Japanese. In fact, I'm gonna try it right now. Oh, come on. Back. back in a minute. Turns out the Japanese version has completely different numbering, so I just got to learn this number, and I'm gonna put it in real quick, and then we'll see what it does. Never mind. I spent like 20 minutes trying to get it to work on the Japanese one. I tried everything I could. It seemed like I entered the combination correctly, even, but it still didn't work. So instead, we're gonna move on. Is the right one? Yes, it is. Now, I don't know in what order I'm going right now, so, okay, this is the right order, I think. Slot Monster, this one. I don't remember where the, thing to pull the handle is. It's right over here. And there's three things over here. And you just... Come on. I'm confused. Where the hell was that? Happens when you get it right, though. Like, I'd never get it right. Ever. Partly due to the fact that I can't even find what I'm trying to click on. Running around this thing, trying to find out where the hell I'm supposed to click. Frigate. The next game is a lot better. I hate when my mouse does that. Hope this is the correct one. Able to scroll the screen or something with that. Come the hell on, thank you. This is an actual pretty good game because what it does is you follow the first two, you hold, and then one, two, let's go. When you hear that, the next thing is one, two, hold, two, and flip. So yeah, just keep doing this one, two, one, two. No! And it gets slightly faster after a while. One, two, three, one, two, three. Way too hard, actually. They're the same things every time, so it's not that hard, but... It takes you by surprise. At least it took me by surprise. Whoa. That's a weird one. Whoa. Try that again. No! Yay. quicker. Let's slow it down. Let's see what that sounds like. So yeah, you keep doing this for a while. Now the one I've been trying to go over for, oh god, it's on the wrong face. Hoping this is the correct one this time, yes. This thing. So what you do is you just keep tapping like tap, 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 tap. Don't do it too much because it does that. And if you hold it down and you flick, it does that. So you just keep doing this, and then this happens. Don't mess it up or they'll go... Give me that final cheer. Yeah. And then this happens. Oh. Come on. Yep. Yeah, we'll get on to that.
Break! Come on!
That's gonna be fun. Oh, come on! Yes, this thing. I don't even know what you do. Just my computer that lagged there? Then you can do nothing. Nothing besides just tap right on the screen. And finally, the thing that I've been trying to feature for a while now. And of course, the one time I click it, it's not the correct one. Mr. DJ School. So there's these things over here. Which... address you can go to. There's also... Come on, scratcho. Hey.
Scratcho.
So you can do like... I can find it. Oh no, definitely not.
Wait.
No.
No way. Just move.
Yes! Did it correctly. So, yeah. That's about it. That's all I really wanted to go through in this video. I really didn't want to play any games, because, let's face it, they're annoying. Well, a lot of them are. There's ones that aren't. I don't actually know where to go for this one, since it's over here. It's this remix right here. Oh, yep, it is. You know what? I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna freaking play this, because I like this game. Let's do that again. See if I can do it a little better this time. What? Freaking hell. No. Come on. No. No.
Come on.
See, I can do it. Yeah. Oh. That's wrong! Yeah! That was without saving, at least. Nanuts! Nanuts! Yeah, no. That's one of the reasons why I'm not playing through in this game, as you have seen. It's just hard. You know, I was really not supposed to do this. I was about to get into the cafe instead. That's why I couldn't reach Rockers in the remix. So if you click on listen to music, then I can listen to this. Because I perfected the game. Yay! With a bunch of save states, of course. But I did. And with that, frig that. I'm not gonna have to load that state in. because if I would have the music, I wouldn't need to load the state in. I'm stupid. So yes, that. And of course, this. All laggy in its laggy glory. Oh god, that's kind of laggy to say the least. But yes, this is probably the favorite track to go with. At least, I love it very much. So, with that, that's what I'm going to end the video off with. What is the better way to end the video off with that? Right? Oh, that's what's happening. If I'm not charging my battery, it's not going into heavy graphics mode. That's what's happening. Okay. That makes sense. So yes, that was... Oh, it actually fades out. Oh, and it plays this too. That was Endless Games and Rhythm Toys in Rhythm Heaven DS. It was fun. It really was fun. But I'm not gonna play the game through on this channel at this current state. Because even though the emulator basically doesn't put out any graphics at all, like, I've literally somehow turned the graphics off, which I have no idea how I did.
Go, go, go!
And without that, it runs really laggy. Like, really laggy. And no matter if I change the render options or anything, it just doesn't turn it on again, so I don't know what the hell I did. But I screwed it up a little bit, and I changed my sound buffers and everything to make it all smooth and cool feeling, and it's actually pretty good. And, even with that, I'm still not confident in myself. I don't like flicking with the touchpad. I'd rather flick with a touch screen, if you know what I mean. I mean, it makes sense, because it's a DS game. But anyway, that was, that. And I hope you've enjoyed. And I'll see you whenever I see you next time. Goodbye for now.